We're live at 51 at Texans House. Our coverage presented by Xfinity and Texans House presented by Courtyard Marriott. And I'm so excited right now because Carol Alt is on the set, and I'm a big fan. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Carol Alt is in the Texan House.
Yeah, that's right. Now, CarolAlt.com. You've been making your way around here, though. A lot of Super Bowl activities. Tell us some of the things you've been doing.
We've been doing just about everything. We've been invited everywhere. So we did the Luminaries Gala the other night.
Right.
We raised $4 million
wow.
for small charities for around the Houston area, which was the most they've ever raised. And we went to the Hall of Fame lunch today, of course. We're on our way to Bruno Mars tomorrow night. So, and, of course, the big show on Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I have so many questions for you. I don't even know where to begin. But let me start here. Sports Illustrated swimsuit, because this is something that you're very well known for. Tell me, what was that experience like for you? Like, how did it come about, and what are your reflections on it now that you are where you are in life?
Well, first of all, they didn't want to take me because they thought I looked too much like Christie Brinkley, which was kind of weird since I'm brown hair and she's a blonde. But I have done 9 Sports Illustrated, so, you know, for me, they were the hardest job we ever did.
Right.
Because you get up at 4 in the morning, you do your makeup, you have to be up by the sunrise, and then you work right through to the sunset because the sunrise and the sunset is the best light. So it was very hard in your swimsuits, and I remember one year in Florida, literally there was ice on the water as we were standing in the water. And I was working with another girl, and we were sitting by the heater, and they come in and say, okay, one more shot. And I'm like, you go. She goes, no, you go. I'm like, all right, I'll go. You know, it was very difficult. And also, it's bathing suits, so it's, you know,
so many,
very
so many,
provocative. Anyway.
Right, of course. So many legendary swimsuit models in that issue from that era. And you're talking about Cheryl Teagues and Kathy Ireland. And
Elle McPherson, Paulina, Christy Brinkley.
I mean, Paulina Porizkova. Now, how many of these women are you still friends with or do you keep in touch with at all?
It's very crazy that you ask that question because a lot of the girls now have empty nests at home. They're moving back to the city. So I have seen Kim Alexis.
Right.
I've had lunch with Paulina. We just actually went to a movie together, a movie premiere together. So I see Paulina. Elle McPherson lives in Los Angeles, as does Kathy Ireland lives
right.
out on the West Coast as well. So, you know, I'm seeing a lot of girls. And a lot of girls who weren't Sports Illustrated models like Kim Charlton and Joan Severance, Kelly Emberg, and Nancy Donahue, all moving back to the city. So it was kind of a very weird little reunion.
It's a group. And it's a
group. And, you know, we're still friends, and you still keep in touch with and watch what everybody's doing. And if anybody's in trouble or if anybody's doing really well, we kind of, like, help each other out. It's a nice group to be part of.
It seems like that kind of era of superstar with models. Yeah. Why is it over, Carol?
Well, I think a lot of young girls coming in, it's all social media. The girls that are making it might not necessarily have been the girls that would have made it years ago. It's girls who have shows or personal huge social media
you
following.
Have the Instagram models.
Instagram models,
right.
Things like that. And in fact, today they're looking for the models who have the most Instagram or Twitter followers, and that's who's being hired for jobs. So I always tell my girlfriends, if you're coming back and you want to work, you really have to get your social media up because that's the first thing they look at. So it's a completely different time. They have no sense of history today, which is kind of sad since fashion is such an amazing, beautiful history.
Right.
Really, titans have walked the halls of Vogue.
Right. It's an art form, and maybe it doesn't get the credit that it used to.
And that's sad because you think of the photographers, the Scabulos, the Avedons, the books, the photos
right.
that go for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I have 5 Horsts that Horst actually signed for me. They're worth $100,000 a piece. Like, I just went to him and said, "My Horst, you know, I like these photos. Would you please sign them for me?" And I made him a cheesecake to thank him. And
wow.
the next shoot, I went home with him. I brought a cheesecake to his house. I'm like, "I have his cheesecake." You know, these guys are, they're titans. Penn. I mean, who knew when you went into Irving Penn's studio? I mean, these are people whose photographs are on museum walls.
Right.
And a lot of the young girls today, they have no clue. They don't really care. They're actually, some of them, just looking for husbands.
Right.
You know? It's just a different time, and I don't fault them for that at all. I'm not judging. Maybe it would have been better to be a model now because it's really great money in it.
Well, now everybody's got a camera. I mean,
no.
everybody's got a broadcast studio in their pocket, really. And that's a different era for sure.
It's so funny you would say that because I was walking from lunch and I realized I was being videoed by a woman who was standing, you know, and I turned to the guys. I'm like, all right, guys, we're being videoed.
Right.
How weird is that, that everybody has a video camera and you might not even see it?
But you're used to the paparazzi anyway, but at least you see the flashes. It's a little bit more predictable, if you will, right?
Yeah, with paparazzi, you know they're paparazzi, and I always stop at paparazzi. My roommate when I was first coming up was a paparazzi.
Oh, really?
So I have a different feeling towards them because I understand them, and they've always been really, really great.
Well, it's good publicity, right? And you always understood that.
It's good publicity, but it's a reciprocal arrangement because truthfully, they could pull a bad picture of you and make fun of it and do crazy stuff. And they've always been really good with me, and I've always been really good with them.
Carol Alt with us live at 51. Now,
you're not going to ask me any football questions?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you some football questions. Are you a football fan? How much of a football fan are you?
Well, you know, I'm really a puck bunny. You know, my husband and boyfriend were both hockey players, but I am a closet football fanatic.
Okay.
And I grew up with, of course, in New York, so my father was a Giants fan.
Right.
And my brother-in-law, who I'm flying down to the Super Bowl, is a football coach.
Okay.
So his daughter is a Jets fan, and he's a Giants fan. So we have lots of rivalries going in our own homes.
I saw that you retweeted a picture of you in an Eric Dickerson jersey from back in the day.
That was actually... I didn't know that was Eric Dickerson's jersey, so I have to say something to him. But, I did a calendar, an all-sports calendar. So it's funny because somebody tweeted that to me today, and I held it up to my friends here. I said, and you didn't think I was interested in football?
See, and I know people would be interested in that picture. What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, it's at Model Carol Alt, and that's also Instagram is the same, Model Carol Alt.
So I once had Cindy Crawford in my studio.
I'm not the only supermodel that graced this scene.
No, and believe me, I will be telling this story for the rest of my life, Carol, and everybody who works with me can attest to that, because I've been telling the Cindy Crawford story for years, but I love talking with her about her life and how it changed and how she changed her career. How has that process been for you? Because you've always been relevant. You've managed to stay that way.
I've been very fortunate. I'm a chameleon. When I was modeling, I studied acting, and when I was acting, I studied writing, and when I was writing, I studied camera position for hosting, and then I happened to fall into a very big category, which is, you know, I'm a health nut,
right?
And I'm crazy over nutrition, and I got an honorary doctorate from a college on my work because that's really my passion, and it's my hobby, and it also became at one point a very lucrative job for me. So it's not that I've been lucky. At some point, I've just loved what I've done, and I just went for it. I tell people, don't be afraid. And if you don't open your mouth and say what you want to do, people don't know you want to do it. They're not going to help you.
Right. Now, tell me about the food. Tell me about healthy eating. What kind of snapshot can you give me, Carol? Like, I have something called the Vander diet, which is eat less, all right? You just eat less of whatever you're eating, and that tends to work okay. But you want to be healthier than that, so what am I missing?
I said, I eat like a racehorse.
Okay.
I eat everything raw.
Everything raw. So
right.
You're into the raw food.
So today we had, for example, for lunch, I had a frisée salad with steak tartare.
With steak tartare. Even the steak has to be raw.
Even the steak is raw. But I'm not a vegan, so I don't believe in veganism so much. I don't eat a lot of meat, but a lot of raw vegetables with a little bit of fish and meat, and you will... I mean, come on.
You want live food.
I look dang good for 80, don't I? So
you,
I know this diet works.
You look phenomenal. You look phenomenal.
I know this diet works.
And how long have you been on that?
Oh, 21 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is it difficult to stick to that? I guess not after 21 years.
No, it was difficult to diet. Dieting is difficult.
Losing
weight. Not eating enough food or trying to cut things out or trying to cut down on things or not eating the things that you really like. That's hard to do. Mm. What I do is so nutrition myself that I'm not always so hungry, and I can eat like fabulous foods and as much as I want, so I'm never hungry again.
Is it difficult, though, going to restaurants and trying to maintain that diet?
Nope. You guys down here are big on the tartare. I'm eating tartare everywhere.
Good.
It's incredible.
And sushi, too. You probably like that.
Yeah, sashimi, tartare.
Okay.
Carpaccio is all, it's marinated
sashimi,
or it's
you can't,
cured.
You don't have rice.
Exactly.
Oh, interesting.
Although in the raw food world, there is a cooked rice. I mean, a raw rice. Can you imagine? There's raw everything. Whatever you eat cooked, I can find you raw. Even chocolate. You like chocolate or cookies?
Raw chocolate?
Raw chocolate. And it's actually medicinal.
Really? Oh, dark chocolate can be that way, right?
Well, this is better than dark chocolate.
Oh, really?
This is dark chocolate with a twist.
So much I can learn from you,
darling,
no doubt.
I wrote 7 books on the subject because there's a reason.
That is so phenomenal.
It's fast.
It's so great to have you on.
Thanks so much for being with us.
All right, Carol Ault with us live at 51 at Texans House, presented by Xfinity. Texans House, presented by Courtyard Marriott.
Go Texans!